Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, we got Pauly Shore. Pauly, how you doing, man?
I survived Vernal.
Tell me about Vernal. How was that gig last night? I haven't been out there yet.
So you just sent me without even checking it out, huh?
Kinda, but I'd heard good things about it, and I thought, you know what? You'd go kill it there. I'm sure that's what happened last night.
Yeah, it was cool. It's a small town. People are nice. You know, it's, they stared at me like the Elephant Man for a while, just like they couldn't believe, like, Pauly Shore was there, you know, and it was cool, you know, they don't get a lot of people coming out to these parts, so hopefully with me coming out here and reporting back to the world, back to America, that Vernal's okay, then more people come out, you know.
We got Pauly Shore on the phone. He'll be performing tonight and tomorrow night at Wise Guys West Valley City. You played Wise Guys several times, so you know what the drill is here in Salt Lake City. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have a couch in the back. I lie down. We watch SportsCenter together. You know, we talk about hot babes in the audience and tell a couple jokes and keep moving, bro.
Right on, man. Pauly Shore, glad to have you on. Talk about your podcast. I've been checking that out. I've been listening to that. You're getting great guests, and you do a nice job on your podcast.
Yeah, it's out right now. We just had the documentary come out on Showtime that's been playing. That's one of the reasons after I see you, I'm going to go see some of my friends at Sundance and then try to keep moving with that. And then the podcast is out right now. That's just, it's at PaulyShore.com or iTunes or Podcast One. It was kind of cool. Last week we interviewed Gary Shandling, which was cool. I'm excited for people to hear that. That was a really good interview.
Well, what's he like? I've never met him, but I've always thought that he was a funny guy. Is he pretty to himself, or is he as funny as we know him from television?
I think both. I think, you know, I have a different relationship with him than most because I grew up with him, you know, since I was little, so he feels comfortable with me, but he doesn't do a lot of interviews, and he doesn't really, life keeps moving so fast. There's probably a lot of people that don't even know who Gary Shandling is anymore, you know? So, you know, it was cool to talk to him about, you know, the Gary Shandling show and, you know, and all the different stuff that he'd done and how he kind of paved the way for a lot of the, you know, for Seinfeld and the dude from Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David, you know.
Yeah, I saw on your podcast, I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but you had Brian Wilson, the pitcher for the Dodgers, used to pitch for the Giants on your show. Are you friends with him or how did that come together, Pauly?
With him, I just saw him at a bar in L.A., and I just kind of approached him. I thought he was cool. I knew who he was. So, you know, I was like a fan of his stuff, fan of his pitching, and you know, he won the World Series, and I was just like, I got to get this guy on my podcast. He was really cool. So I got his number, and I sat down with him, so.
He's got a podcast. It's called Pauly Shore's Interested. His name is Pauly Shore, comedian and actor. Check him out tonight and tomorrow night at Wise Guys West Valley City. Pauly, of all your guests that you've had so far on your podcast, is there one that just sticks out and you go, this was pretty cool, this was pretty special to me?
Let me think. I mean, Chris Rock was really cool just because, like, as a comic, I really kind of look up to him. And I think he's super, super funny. And he's also, like, a friend of mine, so I don't know. I think a lot of people think the same way about Chris Rock. He's just got great lines, great presence, and, you know, he was fun to interview, so.
Are you surprised at the level of success he's attained? Because he started with SNL, started doing stand-up. He had some things going. Then it seemed to me, this is just from my perspective, Pauly, that things dipped a little bit for him, and then now he's on fire. Did you see this coming, or are you surprised by the level
of
success?
That's the way it is with everyone. I mean, everyone dips. You know, ask me about dipping. You know, I've been dipping my whole career. You know, that's the nature of the beast, you know. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, he continues to put stuff out. And, you know, the business is reciprocal. You know, kind of people kind of come and go. And Chris is just a funny dude. And, you know, talent is talent. Chris is great. And, you know, I think that he'll continue to do what he does, whether he dips or he doesn't dip, you know.
Now, your special, that was on Showtime, wasn't it, Pauly Stands Alone?
Yeah, the documentary. Yeah.
Are you going to continue to do documentaries like that, or was that just a one-off?
No, I think we're going to continue. That's kind of what I'm working on right now. I'm trying to put together, like, a documentary series based off of my documentary right now. So I'm in the middle of kind of making that deal right now. I think, like, you know, it's a journey. It's, you know, it's a story. People relate to it, you know. People like to kind of the format of documentary now. I think people really like that. People like things that are real. They're sick of the reality crap and all the fake stuff. You know, they like the bare bones stuff, you know.
You've been at it a long time, and you're on the road. Do you still enjoy the road?
Yeah, I do. I do enjoy it, you know. You know, it's an escape for me, you know. In L.A., you know, there's, you know, my mom, she's ill, been ill for a long time. It's hard to be around someone who's ill all the time. So it's nice to, you know, let go. You know, we want to take care of our parents. We want to make sure they're okay, but you also, in return, have to take care of yourself. You can't have your parents' sickness kind of run your life. So it's cool. You know, I'm lucky to be able to go out on the road.
Well, we're glad to have you in Salt Lake City. I'll be picking you up at the airport here in a few minutes.
All right. See you soon, dude.